All right, we got Mick on the line from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How goes the battle today, Mick?
It's an uphill battle. We're getting there.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful day at least, right? Maybe a little chilly.
Oh,
but
it's awesome out there.
Well, you know why I'm calling. I want to hear about the fishing. I had the chance to see your shop last week and was pretty impressed, especially your minnow tanks. You got huge minnow tanks.
Yes.
Carrying those big giant sucker minnows. Are you getting any good fishing reports?
They're getting some out there. We've got a little bit of wind today, so it's slowing some of them down. But if they get out of the wind, yeah, they're catching fish.
Yeah, the wind is definitely hampering fishing in a lot of areas around the UP. So let's start with, kind of species by species like we always do. What's the hottest fishing right now?
I'd say the hottest fishing right now is probably bluegill and perch with walleye coming right up behind it. So.
Okay. Well, what are they using for the bluegills, first of all?
Leaf worms and wax worms, which we have plenty.
And I'm assuming they probably are up on the bed still?
You know, they've been floating in and out of there. One day they're up on, the next day they're off. So it's a day-by-day thing with them.
Heard about any really big bluegill?
I've seen some 11, 12 inches, yeah.
Wow, that's big. Yep. Yep, those are nice-sized bluegills. All right, let's talk perch then. You said the same thing's working for perch. What type of structure are you looking for perch? Are we talking like 10 feet of water, 6 feet of water?
Yeah, it's more like 7, 8 foot right now.
Okay.
That's what they've been getting them in. And they're using crawlers and wax worms for those, too.
Just rigging them up on standard bobber hook and sinker, or are they using any? Okay, all right.
Yep, just a plain old bobber with a sinker out there right now.
Are you looking for edges of weed beds at all yet?
You know, I got a few guys doing that, but right now, basically, it's just a drift out there, and once you find them, you're into them.
Okay, all right. All right, well, let's switch over and talk about some other species. You said walleye is right behind them for good fishing. What are you hearing from the walleye guys?
Well, it's more of a, once they find them, they're right into them. They're using crawlers and leeches. I'd say leeches is probably producing better than the crawlers right now, and we are selling a few minnows, but mostly it's leeches and crawlers for the walleyes right now.
Now, have the lakes around Curtis had the big mayfly hatch yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all done.
That's all done with. That's the good news. So you could head to Curtis and not have to worry about that too much.
I haven't had anybody complaining about mayflies this week, so.
Well, good. There you go. So leeches, are they running them any specific technique?
They're doing a drift with a bottom bouncer and a crawler harness. Pink and green's been the hot color so far. And I've got a crawler harness here that's got a fire tiger blade that's going real well. So
there you go. Even the hot colors. All right, anything else you want to say about the walleye before we switch over?
Just keep fishing for them because they're out there and they are starting to get some nice ones.
When you say nice ones, are we talking like 20 inches or bigger than that even?
I've seen 21, 22s. There was a gentleman that got a 26 last week. So, yeah, they're out there.
That's big for a UP inland lake for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we still got the bass, pike, and muskie reports to get into, plus some other stuff that you may not have known about Mick's Bait Shop. So stay tuned for part two, because it never hurt us to go to Curtis. And we'll go right back there in our next outdoor report later this hour. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.